at the Pioneer Technology Field Day taking place in Carrollton, Missouri. I'm speaking to one of our grower attendees. First of all, tell me your name, where you're from.
Curtis Waringen. I'm from Carrollton, Missouri.
All right, so right local here. I understand that you've had a chance to be at some of these tour stops they've got out here. What did you come out for, and what have you learned?
The main things that I came out to learn some more about was the chemicals and stuff, and as they're evolving and the new technology, we're having to change chemical programs due to weed pressure and escapes. Wanted to see more about what they've got coming down the pike, what they're recommending for next year, and learned quite a bit about that and all that.
So was there anything you saw so far that kind of stood out for you that you thought, wow, that's either didn't know that or that's great to learn here today?
Well, the extreme management on the soybeans, that was interesting to find out, you know, when you put that kind of work into it and then in that much inputs, what they can do, what they're capable of doing. I found that the most probably astounding out of everything.
How would you describe on your operation conditions? How's the season been going for you?
Well, started out good in April and then turned off to cold and wet in May. Corn's not doing real good. You know, everything in the very lower river bottom will be great. We started shelling corn yesterday and have been running pretty hard since then. And the yields on the tougher, wetter clays aren't as good. Moisture's drier than I expected. We're looking at 20.5 to 23, 24. So moisture's not doing too bad. So we're going to get an early jump on it and see what we can get done.
Well, best of luck as we go through the harvest here, and I really appreciate you talking to me at this Pioneer Technology Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.